Heart of Glass, Blondie, Greatest Hits, 103.9 More FM. It is More Mornings here with Dunner and Matt, about 10 after 8.
It's going to be a warm day as well. We're going to get to a high of 30. Thunderstorms or showers expected. Those will continue from late this afternoon into tonight. We've got a low of 21, and we're currently sitting at 20.
Hypnotizing boogie. Is that hypnotizing boogie?
Yeah, we have a special guest joining us here in studio this morning. Jill Bernard from the London Hypnotherapy Center, who is very familiar with Matt Weaver.
For a long time, I was calling him my savior, that's for sure.
Yeah.
So, you've heard Matt Weaver, back to smoking.
Started smoking again. My man, back to it, huh? Mm.
Embarrassing is what it is. You fixed me so well the first time, and I want to be clear with that for everybody.
Yeah, you should do a little disclaimer.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, for a year and a half, I was a solid non-smoker, and I still remember the last meeting I had with you. You looked at me and said, don't forget, it's not like the stores are going to stop selling cigarettes. It's not like you're going to go to a patio or a bar, and your friends are going to put all their smokes away because you're there. You reminded me of that, and still, it was just so successful. Did you know that I showed up to your business that day with a pack of cigarettes in my pocket, used your therapy, and never smoked that pack of cigarettes ever again? I didn't have a puff for a year and a half, but then a moment of weakness struck me. It was like 6 in the morning after a few beers only 3 weeks back, and I smoked, and then I went, oh, everything's fine. I'm good. I don't smoke anymore. It's just one, and I can do that. By the second cigarette, I've been back to a pack a day. It's embarrassing is what it is.
Well, what you're telling me right now, Matt, it's very common, and you used to see my garbage bin in my office is full of cigarettes. But what happens, let me ask you this, Matt, on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being difficult, 1 being very easy, how easy was it for you to stop smoking using hypnosis?
I would say, which one was the easy one?
1.
1? Then I would say 2. 2 yeah. or 1, yeah.
Yeah. And so what happens is with a lot of people, and this is, it's not all that common, it is common, but not too much, but what happens is people lose the fear of starting again, which means because it was so easy to use hypnosis to stop, you lose the fear of getting hooked again.
Okay.
And so I want you to imagine it's like this. You see, your subconscious mind builds, it's kind of like a pathway. So when emotions such as stress, anxiety, even excitement come up, you know, there's a pathway like a bridge that the subconscious mind uses to deal with emotions, which is smoking. So I want you to imagine what I did is I more or less closed that bridge and opened a new bridge for you. Mm-hmm. So now, you know, the subconscious mind would just take the new pathway and wouldn't even think of smoking. Now, I'm not saying you never think about it in your mind, but it didn't bother you. Now, what happened is, that's what I told you last time you saw me, there's no such thing as one. Because as soon as you have one, it's like you open that bridge back up, that old bridge.
Yeah, and London Bridge went burning down.
That's
is what
right.
It did. Yeah.
So what happens, the subconscious mind goes right back to that old bridge, that old pathway the mind remembers. So it takes its old pathway that was once, you know, programmed in the mind and goes right back there. So is there such thing as one? No, because you've created the pathway in your mind. That's what happens.
So it's very common then for people to have a relapse.
Well, I mean, it depends, but some people do. And I can tell you this, that when people do relapse and come back and see me, they learn that lesson that there's no such thing as one. Because look, I mean, you're carrying that feeling. I can see it in your eyes right now, that feeling that, oh, I started up again, here I am, I'm trapped. And so that ends up being, you can use that to your advantage. That ends up being a big lesson learned, that there is no such thing as one.
So let's just discuss a little bit of information about what you did the first time you worked with Matt at the Hypnotherapy Center. It's probably an hour-long session or, you know, it's probably a little bit complicated, but can you summarize kind of how the hypnotherapy would help somebody quit smoking?
Yeah, typically, well, I mean, it is. It takes me, most smokers, about an hour and a half, usually.
Okay.
About an hour and a half, it depends. But what I do is I more or less go into the subconscious part of the mind. What happens is when you start smoking, any behavior for that matter, it's something that you do over and over and over and over. Once you do something over and over and over and over, what happens is the subconscious mind picks it up and makes it an imprint. It becomes automatic, kind of like driving. When you first learned to drive, it was very conscious. You had to try really hard to take care of everything. But as you keep doing it, it becomes automatic. Well, what hypnosis does, allows me to go in and remove the imprint in the subconscious mind, the automatic behavior, as well as giving you suggestions. Now, I heard you earlier saying, you know, I don't really remember because I see so many smokers now, but you had mentioned to me that I told you that cigarettes would taste like mustard or mushrooms because that was something that you didn't like. And I use that quite often.
That seems strange to me. Like, I don't know. That's weird. So at one point, so you could actually taste that?
I could taste them, and it actually stopped me from using them at some points in the past where I would think to myself, well, I don't really want to taste mustard right now. Mustard's disgusting. Why would I smoke a cigarette? Like, yeah. It gets right in there. Yeah. It literally works.
Well, see, the subconscious mind takes the suggestion literally, so it doesn't reject anything. So in other words, I could give you a suggestion that I'm going to get, if you were in deep hypnosis, I could give you an onion and tell you that it tastes like an apple. And if you were in deep trance, you would take a bite of that and actually taste apple, believe it or not.
That is crazy.
So that's more or less what we did.
Let's continue this conversation here with Jill Bernard from the London Hypnotherapy Center, 103.9. It's More FM.
You're listening